This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Stephen Covey believes that every man, every woman, every young person centers their life on something or someone. Everyone is centered in something or someone, and he gives, I think, around 8 or 9 that I want to share with you. These are worth writing down just to set up the message today about being a belief-centered person. Number one, he believes that there are some people who are spouse-centered. Well, what does that mean? A spouse-centered person bases their feelings of security on the way your spouse treats you. A family-centered person is second. Your security is founded on family acceptance and fulfilling family expectations. Your feelings of self-worth are based on the family reputation. Number three, you can be money-centered. Your personal worth is determined by your net worth. You're vulnerable to anything that threatens your economic security. The next one, you can be work-centered. You tend to define yourself by your occupational role. You're only comfortable when you're working. What a statement. Some men and women are only comfortable when they're working. The next one is pleasure-centered. You feel only secure when you're on a pleasure high. You make your decisions based on what will give you the most pleasure. You see the world in terms of what's in it for you. The next one is friend-centered or enemy-centered. I found this really intriguing. Some people are friend-centered, but some people are enemy-centered. What do they both mean? Well, friend-centered, your security is a function of the social mirror. You're highly dependent on the opinions of others. You're easily embarrassed. Your decision-making basis is what will other people think. Enemy-centered people are people who have an enemy, and their whole life is positioning themselves in such a way to make their enemy look bad and to make them look good. Everything they do, even in a church, well, how can I make him look bad? How can I make her look bad and make me look good? That's called friend-centered or enemy-centered. Well, Covey believes that we should be principle-centered. I think that's a politically correct way of saying what I'm going to say. I believe that a Christian is someone who is belief-centered. A Christian is someone who's belief-centered. Next week, I'm going to be quoting some quotes of Norman Cousins, who says, belief is biology, which is a powerful statement. We are the result of what we believe biologically, and how what you believe about your health impacts your health. What you believe about illness impacts the way you feel today. We'll talk about that next week as this message series continues. But today, as we continue this series on the word believing, I want you to think of yourself as a belief-centered person who, get this, everything about you, everything about your marriage, everything about your home, everything about your career, everything about your education centers around this one belief: Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, and everything is an outflow of that. You say, that's pretty narrow. It really is. One of the most narrow things I can ever come up with. But I believe it's true. We are to be belief-centered people. How do I know that? From what we read today in the epistle of 1 John. It's toward the end of your Bible, right before Revelation. There's 3 letters by the Apostle John. It's 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 21. John says this, "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And this is His command," this is God's command for your life, "to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us." Isn't that an amazing statement of the Apostle John? To believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to love other people in His name. That's what life is all about. We'll continue tomorrow, same time, same place.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.